Hey guys, just want to let you know the Patreon is up. Check it out, patreon.com/Beer City Media Podcast for all your extra Beer City Media needs. Now on with the show.
They want you to believe what they want you to believe. And here we go.
The secret government plan to spy on, round up, and imprison innocent Americans.
Anybody that seeks to challenge the status quo could potentially be a violent threat.
Jesse Ventura uncovers a plot to force martial law on law-abiding citizens.
Certainly the involvement of the military is something that's very concerning.
Replace the 50 states with 10 giant prison sectors. Fill up hundreds of concentration camps with people like you and me.
They call them residential centers.
Residential centers with fences.
Because they're designed to hold whole families.
And pull the trigger with a disease pandemic.
There's this massive preparation, literal megadeth.
You're not containing people, it's facilities.
Sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where she's gone. If she's gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know
that song has nothing to do with the episode, but Bill Withers passed away today, so. And I love that song, so.
Yep. Well, anyway, welcome to the show.
Fuck Bill Withers. Let's go on with the show.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying
I'm glad the motherfucker's dead. Onto the conspiracy.
Guys, it's not that type of episode, okay? We got to get into
it's not the corpse of David Bowie.
I'm saying see death is fun because I'm Ryan.
Coming up next, yeah, Patreon yeah. 2 days from now. I don't know how we know what we're going to talk about.
Bowie.
But I bet that yeah. we talk about the corpse of David Bowie.
R.I.P. Anyways, FEMA camps. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. what the episode is. You want to hear some goddamn information? Well, you come to the right place, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. But before we get into everything, mm-hmm. I think it's time for us to pull the PT Cruiser to the side of the road, because guess what? It's also Josh's birthday.
Oh, God, I don't know what to play. Wait. I have to play this. And then I have to play this.
Yep, it's Josh's birthday. So, drink a dragon's milk in his honor. And if it's Monday and you're on your way to work, I guess be glad you have a job, actually.
Yeah.
Things are
make a wish that you don't have to file for unemployment.
Yeah. Anyway.
Hey Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Can I pull the Thunderbird over and ask everyone a question?
Sure.
All right.
Hi Aaron.
All right. On a scale of 1 to 10,
oh boy.
How do you feel about camping?
Well, that is interesting.
How did you know?
That is an interesting and unique question I've never heard before.
This is a question I don't think I've ever answered, much less two or three times.
I certainly haven't answered it three times.
No, because that would be insane to do a podcast three times.
God, your producer must be a piece of shit.
Yeah, weren't we talking about unemployment somewhere in there? Somebody,
yeah, he needs to be unemployed like immediately.
No, he smells too good. We got to keep him around.
Oh.
Camping. Josh asked it, Marty. So I guess, do you want to go first, birthday boy, or do you?
I bet I could answer for everybody. Wait. But I'm going to give this.
Oh, great. It's that producer who thinks it's birthday time again. This episode.
You
up.
Said the magic word. Today's magic word is. What's today's magic word?
Birthday! Okay, so oh, FEMA God. Camps.
Hey, wait.
No, we got to answer the
I
question.
I will go. I'll start.
Go
I'll
for
give it
Larry.
A solid 8.5.
Wait, nice. wait. Who's going to go next?
You are.
Oh, okay. I give it a 9 because I enjoy camping, and every year I do it, and I like to play guitar. Lighters?
Because I'm a musician.
I'm trying to read Josh because we're doing this over Google Hangouts. So yeah. When Josh makes hands, I try to also
he just
answer
wants to. I think he wants to milk April. I think that's what those hands
yeah.
are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, titty in mouth. Go to bedroom, he points to.
I just poked her in
it
the
It is boob. His birthday, after all.
Yes,
birthday
I love to.
Sex.
I love to camp.
I'm sorry, what did you say it was, April?
It's his birthday, after all.
This is going to go down. I can already feel this. This is maybe the silliest episode we ever do. I want all the furniture to animate as soon as you do that too, like
yeah,
big house,
playhouse,
just like big house. Yeah, just like I see in my edible haze.
Anyway, April,
I'd give it like a 7.5. I've never gone camper camping. We always did tent camping, but I feel like if we went camper camping, I would like it a lot more.
That's the best thing is as adults, you can camp any fucking way you want to.
Yep.
As a kid, one, as an adult, probably an 8.
Yeah.
That's it.
Especially on your birthday.
Yeah.
We should all do that sometime.
Yes. Let's make a pact again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wait, what do you mean again?
Deja vu. We'll all camp together this summer.
Yes, for sure.
All right.
Assuming, yeah, assuming we can due to social distancing.
We'll park our campers 6 feet
apart. 6 feet apart, yep.
Yep.
FEMA camps.
Just in a circle.
I know, we could camp during Ryan's birthday.
His what?
His what?
That would be great because I actually have that.
Thanks, Ringo.
I fell into that one really good. I thought for once maybe, but
yeah, that should be Ryan's Ringo tone.
Ringo, that's bad.
So
that's okay. It's your birthday.
The episode is about FEMA camps. FEMA is a United States government agency tasked with the effective management of major emergencies within the country, including ensuring the continuity of the government during a large-scale disaster such as a nuclear war.
Wow.
It provides federal... Huh?
I said, wow, a nuclear war.
Does
anybody know what FEMA stands for?
Federal Emergency Management Agency.
I learned something.
Indeed. It provides federal relief to areas afflicted by natural disasters as well. The precursor agency before FEMA was the Federal Civil Defense Administration, established by President Harry S. Truman in 1950, pursuant to Executive Order 10186. FEMA was established in 1979 under executive order by President Jimmy Carter. I think he's still alive, right?
Yeah, somehow. Like that dude is, I don't know how.
Yeah, he's like 100 and he's still just out doing like Habitat for Humanity stuff.
Did he just come back from like brain cancer or something at the end of it?
Probably.
I don't know. I watched him on one of those recent videos and all he kind of did was like, and like stood up a nail and they're like, good job, Jimmy. And then they're like, all right, get him out of here. Yeah.
Wheel him out.
Smells like
mothballs.
Mothballs. Grandmas and mothballs. Anyway.
Tell him it's Sunday. Tell him he's still president.
Yeah. It was established to coordinate the response to a major disaster that had occurred, by the way, in the United States and that overwhelms local and state authorities. In 2002, it was finally put into law and made a component of the Department of Homeland Security, as well as providing large-scale emergency management. FEMA is also the largest flood insurer in the United States, mainly because most private insurance companies don't offer flood insurance.
That's because they're dicks. I'm sorry. I just wanted to add that.
Well, okay. They have to be smart. If it's not worth it, they're not going to do it.
Now, proponents of the conspiracy theory, which we're going to get into in this episode, argue FEMA's mission is a cover-up for a real purpose to assume control of the U.S. following a major disaster or threat, and the organization is the executive arm of the coming police state. Which is a security state is a a police state or the security state is a government that exercises power arbitrarily through the power of the police force. Originally, a police state was a state regulated by a civil administration, but since the beginning of the 20th century, has taken on a derogatory term. Like somebody's like, "There's gonna be a police state. You watch. They're taking our guns. They won't let us have babies.
They're taking our tigers.
Just wanna kill them."
See, I thought this was just going to be a bad sequel to Police Academy, but
Police State.
Is there no such thing as a bad sequel to Steve Police Gutenberg Academy? Film? As long as you've got the guy who can make sound effects with his face hole.
Well, I was going to walk out of the movie, but that silly black guy came out and he was like,
That was quite a decent rhino noise.
Hey, Brandy, it sounds like your ma's sleeping.
Uh-oh, better start up the lawnmower.
Just slapping their knees.
Hey, Bill, it's a nice day to mow the lawn, huh?
See, but the problem is that if you watch Police Academy 8, you won't know what happened in 2. And
no,
you
completely lost on the plot. It's like Final Fantasy.
Yeah. You got to go with 3 first.
Yep.
Anyways.
Police Academy 13 too? Completely confusing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, the theory in general states that once a disaster or threat of one comes into being, martial law will be declared and FEMA's emergency powers will come into operation. Now,
I'm Marshall and I'm introducing my laws. That's how it works.
I always saw that word as a kid or even growing up and thought that it was like, what is, like, I didn't know what martial law was and the way it's
spelled.
Isn't
martial law a Tekken character?
That's me. I'm Marshall and you're listening to my laws. Okay.
And here comes my fist,
and my
boys.
First law is y'all need to dress a little better before me. Okay.
Lord have mercy, I can subscribe to that. Thank you, Jesus.
There's like 2 of me now, and I don't know why.
I'm the guy that's also subscribing to you. I'm trying to variate characters.
Well, he sounds an awful lot like the same character.
Yeah, well, they have a similar cadence. Sometimes it happens.
It does.
Yeah, you're right.
They call this fist justice. In this fist department. I call my one fist girlfriend and the other one hot dog holder.
You know that's somebody's kink out there. I can't jerk off without holding a foot long wiener.
Mm-hmm. I thought you just talk about eating hot dogs in general.
That's what I meant, actually.
See, I thought it would be like someone holding a bun and you lube it with ketchup and then just slide it up and down.
No, mayo is much better. It's greasier. stay away from the stone ground mustard. Don't do that.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Oh.
Good Lord. So the idea with this is that the Constitution will be suspended. Citizens will be moved into camps.
Mm-hmm. That sounds fun. Mm.
I mean, if it's
I mean, it's like
be restful. The Wi-Fi signal's good. Fuck it.
Yeah. Little coffee like, over the fire.
Free coffee, ooh, maybe. Mm.
Do the kids go to a different camp? No, because I would sign up for that.
Yeah, the kids go to a different camp and the adults stay back where the wine and the whiskey flows.
Oh,
that's
thank you.
My jam.
Now, what's up,
now
Josh?
Are you put on an island like Animal Crossing? Because then you three would be fantastic. I'd sit in the corner and cry.
Yeah.
Wait.
And call you a bunch of nerds.
Was that real? Or did we just record that?
That was me. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
What?
Couldn't tell.
Nerd.
So basically, with the camps, the people are worried, especially right now with what we're going on with the pandemic, that... And I see a lot of it, a lot of people posting stuff like, this is how we become sheeple, or...
sheeple. The only people say sheeple are sheeple.
I believe that. I think it's really crazy. Another thing, basically they think that in many versions, dissidents who are typically defined as constitutionalists or patriots... will merely be imprisoned. Others have gone so far as to argue that they will be sent to these camps to be murdered. Which...
They put me in charge of a whole camp.
Damn it, Juice!
I just... anyway, extreme versions state that plans are in place to imprison and kill apolitical American citizens in camps as part of a population control plot. In April 2014, Snopes posted a claim that FEMA was marking houses by political affiliation to round people up for these camps. In reality, the bright color-coded stickers served varying purposes for newspaper mm-hmm. and mail delivery personnel. Yep.
They signal whether or not you get your paper during weekdays, only weekends, or during the week, or the whole week.
The more you know.
Yeah. It's pretty boring once you know it, though. You're like, oh, that's it?
Most things are. Isn't that the way it goes? Like,
I don't know. The more you know, the more boring it is.
Yeah, usually it's true.
Yeah.
Would you rather live in that world, though, where like all the most like batshit crazy things that people come up with are actually true? Would that be like a little bit more interesting?
It would be more interesting.
I think it'd be fucking terrifying.
Yeah,
because you get some people who just come up with some shit and you'd be like, no, stop this world. And then before you know it, you're in another world and everybody's just cats animated.
Oh, stop being such a Debbie Downer.
He is. It's the movie Cats, the new one.
Yeah.
They're going to add those buttholes eventually.
Look, I signed the petition. I don't get it. How long does it take, people?
I signed
Microsoft
that petition
Paint,
too.
Quick. Hit the black
Seriously,
thing.
Just,
put a dot.
Just hit the asterisk button.
There you go. Right on the middle of Taylor Swift's behind.
Yep. An asterisk button, and underneath that little the capital I. That's a vagina, people.
Oh boy!
I tell you, me and Larry, we could fix that movie. But anyway, one of the first known references to FEMA concentration camps comes from a newsletter issued by Posse Comitatus in 1982, with the warning that hardcore patriots were to be detained in them.
Hmm.
So this started rolling around about the year I was born. The prevalence of the conspiracy theory increased in line with the rise of the militia movement in the 90s,
yep,
which I can remember.
I do, too.
The conspiracy was part of the rhetoric of...
Sorry, no, I remember seeing those militias, thinking, really, that's our finest and best? They're awfully doughy.
That was so well-timed.
It's perfect. Like, that guy can't climb... A set of stairs, let alone
The forest Pillsbury floor.
Dog boy needs a little break here, kiddos. I didn't realize
that's the national anthem of the militia, of the Michigan militia.
Take a knee, fellas. Oh, take a knee.
What'd you do, Tam? What'd you do? I reached up to the top of the cabinet. Wow, that was a snort.
I don't know.
Dude, I remember seeing the news footage of the Michigan militia.
Oh, yeah, I do, too.
I was like, I'm not scared.
They were followed by a tuba player.
Boom, 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 boom. Just soundtracking every sound, every step they took.
And someone had a glass of water every time, like,
boom.
No, like the T-Rex.
Well, yeah, you could see the little ripples in the water every time they took a step.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. You can see that. And I hope it is a move. It was fun. As soon as you started saying that, I was like thinking in my head, I hope none of us end up in a militia one day. But anyway. So the conspiracy was part of the rhetoric of the now largely disbanded militia of Montana. Anybody been to Montana?
No, I've heard it's beautiful.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I would love to.
And
go.
They have like less than a million people, like 800,000 people live in the entire fucking state.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They got social distancing down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure. The self-styled congressional analyst David Fletcher was their spokesman of the militia of Montana and brought it up in meetings, even pointing out United Nations reserves. Nation's reserves that the government was building concentration camps for in the Northern Cascades.
That's the gas chamber.
Which is a major mountain range of Western North America extending from Southern British Columbia through Washington and Oregon to Northern California. Just FYI.
That'd be one camp?
Yeah.
That'd be huge.
They're imagining we're going to round up a huge sector of political prisoners or
with
whatever.
Who's gonna round them up?
Apes.
I mean, like, who's gonna round them up? Like, easily, they're gonna round us up. Who?
I immediately thought of the Planet of the Apes movies. Now I want to watch them.
I don't think they're gonna release chimpanzees. They don't follow instructions very well.
I would assume it'd be the military,
but I don't see the military following those orders. You were in the military, Ryan. Would you follow those orders?
If a monkey walked up to me and was like, "Ook, ook, get in the van."
Okay, you probably would, actually.
I would be like,
"Do you have two hearted and weed?
Hey, man.
I'll come with you.
Ooh, is that banana?
Can I scratch your butt if you scratch mine?
Ooh, is that banana ice cream?
Sweet. I love banana ice cream.
Is that banana chips?
Yeah, but then the monkey
is that Bananarama on CD?
Oh, can I make a phone call with your banana phone? Ring, ring.
And that's been another episode of the Beating the Dead Horse podcast. And anyways, so a supposed FEMA camp was featured in Linda Thompson's 1994 film
America Under Siege.
In reality, the FEMA camp was an Amtrak repair facility. She accused the government of using black helicopters against patriots to prevent them from interfering with plans to establish a new world order.
What are they supposed to use? Pink helicopters?
You know, I think it's just that black's more nefarious. So anytime anybody's dressed in any way, it's like the Darth Vader effect. As long as it's like shiny and black and leathery and...
Well, it's a cool look. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I want to be like my Neo old, in Matrix.
I mean, I'm wearing black right now.
Back in black. My name is Larry.
Dun-dun-dun.
So,
now you've got big balls.
Ha ha ha. Following the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing, the conspiracy theory was discussed by the Senate Judiciary Subcommittee on Domestic Terrorism. The theory's inclusion in the plot of the 1998 X-Files movie showed its growing reach. Interesting. Here's a FEMA... Mulder, I don't know what it is.
Well, Scully...
Scully, you're a babe.
Yeah, all right. That's how a lot of the fanfic goes.
Scully, you're a babe. The truth is on my testicles.
Mm-hmm. The truth is inside of you.
Indeed. Fears of FEMA declined.
I will find the truth.
In the early 2000s, as foreign terrorists were perceived as the major threat, but the late 2000s recession and election of Barack Obama had renewed opposition among conservatives to the federal government. Josh, I guess you just ran to the bathroom, but is this Barack Obama that I see in Josh's camera?
Well, you see here, I am Obama.
Never chopped his hand.
And I am Barack Obama, and I chop my hands.
It's Lumberjack Obama.
I love how obvious. I love how obvious that volley to Josh was, and then
the obvious. Good Lord, you telegraphed that like it was a fucking civil rights or civil war.
I had a person on my video behind me that was sign languaging it out with like closed captions underneath in three different languages. Josh, it's his birthday.
Hey guys,
so it's his what?
No!
You said the magic word.
Here comes Ringo.
Anyway. This is a silly podcast.
Obama's election also enabled the theory to reach more mainstream white right-wing circles, whereas it had previously been confined to the fringes.
No, you were correct. White ring.
All right.
White ring.
I did that.
He did.
There was a resurgence in the militia movement, and with it, a resurgence of the FEMA camps conspiracy theory and a corresponding boom in the prepper economy. Who those guys got to be loving life right now?
Right now, they're
like, I told you, motherfucker.
I've got this Jim Baker food buckets that I bought off his fucking website.
Yeah.
Jim Baker selling food buckets right now.
Interesting.
Yeah. And colloidal silver, which he is claiming cures the coronavirus. And apparently the state of New York is suing the shit out of him for claiming that.
I wonder what Alex Jones is up to.
It's kind of like that pastor.
He's into that testosterone 318 red pills. They cure everything. They're made out of batteries and aluminum, and they'll cure...
Well, I listened to one of the
testosterone 13.
One of the theories I heard on there was basically just as passionate as always, but he was like, yeah, we all know there's a cure to this thing and they know it. And this is just a ploy by the Democrats to take Trump out.
And it's great. Like, it's a brand new virus that we've never studied before, but we know the cure. We're just hiding it from you. Okay.
Oh my God. You think that's good? Listen to this. My cousin texted me last night and told me that my aunt is pretty sure that we have coronavirus because they legalized marijuana.
Well, what? Guys, I can't even draw a line from A to B
on that.
I can't either.
Neither could Michael J. Fox.
You know, it didn't start happening until we legalized marijuana.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry, April. I'm sorry related to these people.
Thank you.
I've also heard...
Thank you.
But I've also heard in response to that that it was the reason we have this virus is because of 5G.
I've heard that too.
Mm-hmm.
Which is ridiculous.
Yep. See our 5G
episode. Did you guys hear about that pastor?
Hmm.
There was some pastor that went on, on the internet, put out a video saying that they had the latest technology in the entrance of their church, that it was these machines that would shoot lasers at you, and it would destroy any virus that you had in your body. Like, it was like, if you were in that church, you were going to be cured of everything. And so they had this massive service because of it. The pastor was arrested, and people started passing around coronavirus.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann alluded to theory while in office, as
she's
have
a nutter.
Other Republican Party politicians. In December 2011, Camille Mariano of the hard left animal liberation website Negotiation Is Over posted an alert on her website titled "Military Now Recruiting Guards for FEMA Domestic Detainment Internment Camps," containing the usual warnings about the end of civil liberties and the announcement that the U.S. Army is looking for, quote, a few good totalitarians, unquote, to herd dissenters into camps.
Okay, good luck with that.
In 2015, fears of the FEMA roundup beginning surfaced with the announcement of domesticated military training operation called Jade Helm 15. County and state officials in Texas denounced the fears, and the exercise was completed with no one being placed into any internment camp. Also in 2015, additional speculation about the theory was stoked by retired General Wesley Clark. When he called for World War II style internment camps to be revived to combat Muslim extremism. He stated, quote, "If these people are radicalized and they don't support the U.S., and they're disloyal to the U.S. as a matter of principle, fine, that's their right. It's our right and our obligation to segregate them from the normal community for the duration of the conflict," unquote. That's a little harsh.
Yeah.
With the end of Obama's presidency and the 2016 election approaching, conspiracy theories, including the FEMA death camp idea, were heavily promoted by many on the right, from Alex Jones to Donald Trump. According to the Las Vegas Police Department and witnesses in the weeks leading up to 2017 Las Vegas shooting, gunman Stephen Paddock reportedly espoused right-wing anti-government conspiratorial views, including FEMA conspiracies. He reportedly told a friend that, quote, "sometimes sacrifices have to be made," unquote, in order to encourage the American public to arm themselves. We are going to take a break.
Oh, good. I got to piss back. So bad.
We get Miller Lite just cuts through you quick, doesn't it?
It does. It's pretty much water.
Right.
But it's tasty water.
It is tasty water.
Mm.
I missed beer this month, but that's okay. All right. We're going to take a break.
It's been 3 days, Ryan.
Josh, think about 3 days without sex. You'd miss it too.
All right, we'll see you after the break, fuckers.
Martial law at its most basic level is defined as a law that allows the military to take control of civilian functions in a state or country. When implemented, the military becomes a state or country's governing body, resulting in civil law, rights, and the habeas corpus being suspended. It's important to note that during a national emergency, your constitutional freedoms are suspended. However, the main difference between a state of national emergency and martial law is that during a national emergency, the military doesn't need to take control of civilian functions. But you should keep in mind that martial law could quickly follow a declaration of national emergency. During both of these scenarios, your civilian rights can be suspended, allowing the government to impose its will, rules, and regulations on citizens.
We're going to be signing today and registering national emergency.
Some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
interwebs, if you can't tell. Mansylvania, Pussy Palace, and the Shoop Kitchen Studio live. Second segment time. So.
Feckin' segment fine.
Feckin' feck. That's what I say these days. But.
Feck.
In the last year, according to an article at splcenter.org, published in 2010, so this would be 2009, personality Glenn Beck devoted airtime on three shows to the theory, saying he wanted to debunk these FEMA camps, but could not. He eventually did, but only after much criticism. Oath Keepers, a conspiracy-minded police and military organization formed in 2009 as well, listed the 10 orders we will not obey, including any command enforce martial law or herd Americans into concentration camps. Which I guess, I mean, if they were really going to do that, I'd be against it.
Yeah.
And in September, William Lewis Films and Gary Franchi Productions released Camp FEMA, American Lockdown, a video that alleges the U.S. Federal Emergency Management Agency is behind the camps. Lewis is a veteran maker of conspiracy-minded videos. Franchi heads Restore the Republic, an anti-government patriot group. So I think if anything in this episode you've been hearing us say, patriots, people who are conservative, generally is...
Tom Brady.
They are the people that believe in this this idea.
Not anymore.
Many of the purported detention camps are supposedly on military bases around the country, including some that are closed. The radical right conspiracy theorists say that nearby railroad tracks and aircraft runways near many of these sites are proof there are FEMA camps in the vicinity, because this is how prisoners will be easily moved.
Yeah, it's also how cities get to and from places.
That's true. They also claim the razor wire atop tall fences around some of these facilities provides a key clue to their real purpose. The razor edges are directed inward, not outward, they say, because they aren't meant to keep out trespassers. They're there to
hold prisoners.
Razor wires on all the fences. I know. I remember cutting myself up on one in the service. It's not fun. Don't do it, kids. But anyway, this is Josh headbutts and head nuts. It's not. It looked weird. I looked at your camera real quick, and there was just a poof of smoke, and I thought maybe like a magician was going to appear.
Mm-hmm. It's a good idea.
I'm David Lane, bitch.
Distract the host from hosting. That's a good idea. Fantastic.
Now, one longtime patriot conspiracy theorist, retired Phoenix police officer Jack McLam, has gone so far as to claim that the government has placed unobtrusive colored dots on people's mailboxes, which we brought up in the past about what that really was, and it was boring.
It's newspaper shit.
Now, on a long list...
Newspaper boy.
On a long list of murky origins that regularly circulates on the internet, Maxwell Air Force Base is identified as already operating a civilian prison camp with a small support staff and inmate population. That is true, but it's also a minimum security federal prison camp with about 900 inmates, not a FEMA facility. But I can see how people might think that. You know, in this country, you go a lot of places and there's a lot of long fences and restricted areas and spots.
Where we work.
Mm-hmm. You know, the thing is, these people are worried about government facilities when they should be worrying about the private prison system.
Preach it, bro.
I said you should be worried about the private prison system.
God, I'm suddenly reminded of System of a Down.
So, conspiracy theorists don't say exactly where the supposed FEMA detention camp might be at Maxwell, but one of them shot a 9-minute video that appeared last year, actually 2009 again, on YouTube.
Last year, 2009.
Who's counting?
Come on. Who's counting years? It's only 11 of them.
In my head, E.T.'s still playing at the Cineplex. And
Adamant is still a star in the music world.
Yeah.
David Bowie's not a corpse.
Right. It's your picture in the future. So, in a silent, isolated corner of Maxwell is indeed the supposedly ominous tower that people say they see. Perhaps 36 tents and other structures shown in this video. Some days, the only sign of life here is an occasional jogger. The place looks about as sinister as a deserted summer camp. Which, I mean, every deserted summer camp has a Jason, so I would stay away, too. I'm just saying. Oh, boy. Anyway, there's more we could get to, but this goes all over the map, and we got a lot of things we got to cover tonight, because we've got...
What do we got?
Our mail sack.
We're going right to the sack, huh?
Yeah, I say fuck it. Go to the sack.
Oh, go sack deep? Is that what we're doing?
I heard about a fish today that actually in India swims up and eats people's testicles.
Nope, I'm out.
Abort.
Mail sack. Oh boy. I didn't even pull up the sack yet, but I will get the music going here. I was completely caught off guard because usually we do the sack after the verdict.
You're right.
So I am completely caught off guard here. So let me look for everything now.
Larry Sack isn't ready.
Is that the new Fiona Apple?
No, it's Beastie Boys. Okay, now I got to pull up the Facebook. And I got to go to the groups. I'm going to walk everybody through this fucking time-consuming bullshit.
Sweet.
And I go into groups, and they go into conspiracy therapy. And then I scroll through meme after fucking meme after meme.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan.
Wow, it's a lot of Tiger King memes. That must be a thing.
Join the Facebook group for the top memes.
And here we go, mail sack questions. Woo! Humphrey Hernandez Jr. says, "How's it going, guys? Much love from Hawaii." What do they say in Hawaii? That's like
aloha.
Aloha. Yeah. Two questions. Favorite quarantine pastime. Josh.
Far it's been writing music with Larry and Ryan.
Aww. I still haven't. I sent you a beat and I never heard anything back from you.
I sent you something back.
He wrote a real tasty riff for me, Larry. Sorry about that.
Yeah, well.
Oh, Larry, I totally sent you something.
You sent me a bass line with no beat.
Did you send me something else?
No, I sent you a beat.
Oh, I thought you just wanted the bass track back.
No, I wanted the whole... okay. Anyways, Ryan, what's your favorite quarantine pastime?
My favorite quarantine pastime...
Besides drinking.
It's not drinking.
It's mine. Mine is drinking. I'll tell you that. Looking awesome.
I like doing more reading.
More reading. Okay. That's good for you.
Reading's good.
Reading is fundamental, actually, from what I understand.
True.
April?
Well, considering the fact that I've got like 35 hours on Animal Crossing already.
Oh my God, it's a full-time job.
I know.
Yeah, I saw her island other day.
12 days since we got the
game. Is that a euphemism, Ryan?
No. I'm just saying.
Island.
I saw
there was a lot of bush.
No.
I keep it well maintained. Thank you very much.
Okay, I have no idea.
I was shocked.
Ryan would know.
She takes care of them weeds.
I was shocked how well maintained it was.
how well decorated it was. I found myself really getting lost in a lot of the areas, and
I bet
got turned around, and eventually I had to ask where she really was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like most of my typical journeys to people's islands.
I'm gonna say my favorite is writing music, and the second question Humphrey Hernandez Jr. has is, what animal would be the cutest if scaled down to the size of a cat? I'll answer first, an elephant.
Good one. Can I say dinosaur? Is that not really an animal? It used to be an animal.
Well, yeah, it is. It
dinosaur.
Is.
Well,
okay.
You think a cat-sized Tyrannosaurus Rex could still fuck you up, though?
It'll fuck your ankle up.
Yeah.
I would do an herbivore then, like a little tiny stegosaurus. Yeah,
stegosaurus. Good call. Maybe a triceratops. Mm-hmm. Just keep running. Its head. I'm a stegosaurus, and it just runs into the triceratops. It keeps running into the wall.
I think I would want a cat-sized giraffe.
Ooh, that'd be cute.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I think you have to get your plants out of the way, though. Fucker, still reach him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Yep. No one's thinking about that. They're like, I got a baby giraffe in Amazon, like, Mom.
Hey, motherfucker, that's my salad.
You just imagine the baby giraffe hopping onto the table and just noshing on
eating your salad. Yeah, and you're like, what the fuck?
And for some reason, he just wants to grow
don't
up.
Don't you know blue cheese gives you the shits?
And for some reason, he just wants to grow up and own a toy store. And you're just like, no, you're not going to own a toy store.
That's done.
That's a terrible idea.
That ended last year. That ended 2 years ago. You went out of business. Mm-hmm. You're a horrible business person, baby cat-sized giraffe.
For some reason, he's got a top hat and a business coat on.
I know, Mr. Peanut. No, you're both bad business people.
I'm thinking of a weird world where suddenly we have icons of like pop culture as little cat-sized things, just like a little Pillsbury Doughboy running around.
All right, we got to continue here. LP asks, "Can Larry read negative reviews?"
Hippopotamus, by the way. Oh, the birthday boy got left out.
Aww.
You're right.
It was a hippo. Yes. What did he say?
He said a hippo.
Yes. It was a hippo.
Yeah.
The flag is now at half mast.
Said a hippo.
It'd be a hippo.
He said it'd be a hippo. A hippo.
Because it'd be a really fat cat.
It'd be a hippo. Because she named her
hippo.
Be a hippo. LP asks, can Larry read?
One, two, three, go.
LP asks, can Larry read negative reviews in his asthmatic, phlegmy nerd voice, please? I mean, I could, but will they let me, is the question.
Yes.
That sounds like a segment. You're not allowed to have those.
Yeah, no. Because FEMA camp Ryan won't let me.
I thought you said FEMA cat. I immediately said
FEMA cat.
A little tiny Muppet baby version of all four of us.
Yeah, FEMA cat.
FEMA cat babies. I'm there. You can't have a segment, Larry. Josh just sits there and sits in the corner rocking back and forth saying hippo, 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 hippo.
Okay, Eddie Gallardos asks, have you guys seen Tiger King on Netflix? And if so, any theories or things that stood out to you? I've seen the entire thing now.
I've seen almost everything but the last episode.
You're missing the best episode.
Okay, I'll watch
it
tonight.
Shit gets real. Shit gets fucking real. Yeah. You guys seen it?
Oh, yeah.
We finished it.
Okay. Where we are then... That woman killed her husband.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
10,000
We can say that far. Yeah. Now, as far as everything else, we'll let Ryan finish up. So we'll keep it there.
Yep.
Okay, yes. Matt.
Okay.
Mick Shitterman, which I believe is Scottish or Irish, asks, what is your favorite parody song or songs? And he answers, mine would have to be Amish Paradise, Marijuanaville, and What If God Smoked Cannabis?
I believe she does, brother.
This is a very easy answer for me, and that's The Saga Begins by Weird Al.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
April?
Oh, boy. I'd have to go with White and Nerdy.
Okay. Ryan?
I'm going to say, I think I said something differently in a past life, but I'm going to say Amish Paradise.
Okay. You're all wrong. It is Ryan's Drunk to Baby Shark.
Oh,
yes. It's true. Yep.
Yeah.
Because I am that awesome. Collier, as in call your girlfriend. Collier J asks, if you could hold any world record, what would it be? And mine would be most money.
Because
I could do a lot of good work with that.
Mm-hmm. True.
Especially now.
Mine.
Could, you know, fold some money to some people who need it right now because people are losing their jobs. Small businesses are in trouble. God, I wish I could do some work there.
Me?
Ryan. Yeah, of course.
Sure.
You heard me the first time.
Well, so I wish I could have... Wait, what was the question was if you could have the most of something?
If you could hold any world record, not even close to what you thought.
Oh, man. It's getting late. All right, so if I
biggest could, wiener.
No, I think that would be really distracting. Actually, I think I read an article about the guy that has the biggest dick on the planet, and it literally sucks for him. He can't have sex. Like, it's just running down his leg. Like,
imagine shitting.
Oh, it'd be terrible.
Be underwater to... going.
I didn't sign up for this.
I can't breathe.
Yeah, I mean, having a dick that long would suck. But I would say, I don't know. I just the world record for the most best uses of the word rad.
Okay.
You I can think do you're that. Well just on your start, way to that title, sir. You
can start putting in everything. Rad mail. Rad dad, rad car.
Well, the girl I'm dating, I already call her Rad Boo.
Wow, that's something. Josh!
Oh, Lord.
You know, I'm going to somewhat piggyback off of Larry, but instead it's going to be most giving to charity. Because, yeah, there are a lot of people out there that really need the resources, not just money, but, I mean... basic necessities. They don't have the ability to feed their families like they should because the food pantries are running dry, and it's not just America, it's all over the world, and it breaks my heart knowing that there are a lot of people out there that are hungry, and children that are going to bed at night not knowing, you know, why they're not eating, and parents wondering What am I doing wrong? Why can't I take care of my family? And that sucks.
Okay, Josh, we know you have a heart of gold. Did you're an angel.
April.
I'm going to say I would go for the world record of most blowjobs given to husband.
See, I like me and April's answer. I sound like a mentally challenged kid from the 90s.
Can I marry you, April?
I mean, you April are married
just,
to her.
April just wants to make people happy in a way most people need.
Mm-hmm. I give a good blowy. I can't help it.
She does.
My wife takes very good care of me.
So does my hand.
Okay. Your hand has calluses like a fucking brick worker. Wyatt Adam asks, anybody keeping up with wrestling lately? The whole no crowd stuff is pretty interesting. I find the whole no crowd stuff kind of lets me know how ridiculous what the fuck I'm watching is.
Yeah.
It's pretty cringeworthy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't been watching any of it. It's just... I think that every fan of professional wrestling can say that they just get to a point where they get sick of the product, you know, and it's not anything a slight against the performers, but, you know, when you consume as much wrestling as there is out there, after a while you get burned out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I think I speak for myself, Larry, and April, mm-hmm. when we say no, just there's so much happening and, you know, a hippopotamus would be cute because it would be...
It would be.
Nice
It'd be
and chubby.
Cat-sized. Yep.
Yes. Because they're a hippo and they're cute.
Matt Shelton asked, male
hey,
escort...
Hey, hey,
hey. Oh, fuck. I just completely skipped over everybody else. I'm hanging on pins and needles for Ryan's answer to that
wrestling
question. Wrestling yeah. question. Because we know you watch it a lot.
I wrestle with my hand in the sheets. I get TKO every time.
His hand pile drives his penis every night.
Yeah, okay, go to the next question. I have nothing.
And I'd say April. You know what, April? Josh said he spoke for you, but April?
Yeah, I would say the same thing. We have no interest in watching it. I'm too damn busy right now.
Yeah, because now you have to teach your kids, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Great. It's super great. Good thing we don't keep a shotgun in the house. Otherwise, I might have used it on myself, not my children, just to be clear.
Good Lord. Okay. Matt Shelton asks, male escort question. What's the best way to clean your mail sack? I say hand washing.
I say a tiny giraffe.
Just licks it clean.
I say...
I was thinking of my ball
sized hippo.
The hippo. Boy, those teeth, though.
Ooh, yeah.
Hippos kill more.
Hippos are mean.
Yeah, hippos
they are.
Kill more people than
you ever
any
seen
other.
Them eat a, you ever seen them eat a watermelon?
I think there's YouTube videos of that, isn't there?
I've seen a hippo sized hippo eat a watermelon, but not a cat sized hippo.
No, imagine a cat sized hippo eating your balls.
That's somebody's kink.
Yeah.
Oh,
someone just came now.
He's all they said it. Yep. They said it.
That's my secret fetish.
April, any hints or tips you can give to male ball sack washing?
Right now, hand sanitizer.
Wipes. Yeah.
Bleach wipes. Ooh,
woof. That, just after you've shaved, no. Josh.
Real talk, though, there was one time that I went up in the bathroom and there was a can of Lysol wipes sitting out, and I couldn't figure out why they were out until I realized that Garrett used them as like butt wipes because he thought they were like wipes.
Ouchies.
He had used my Clorox wipes on his butt.
Yeah, well, he bleached his asshole like a porn star.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Leanest ass in the West.
That's right.
And final question, Skylar Tibbs asks, what has the COVID-19 virus make you realize? For her, it's how often I touch my face without even thinking. For me, it has made me realize how vulnerable and how, I mean, look, I could die. I mean, that's the truth. We don't know how this thing works. It takes... people who are completely healthy and young, there's been like athletes who just die from it.
Yeah.
I think the thing that it's taught me outside of course, that is to value your time with family and friends more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, not all at the same time because, you know, social distancing, but I value my time with my family and my wife and my kids a lot more, and I look forward to the four of us being at this table every Sunday night, and I look forward to seeing my parents again, and it's going to make me value that time more than ever. It sucks. Like, I just want to see my parents, and I can't.
FaceTime them!
April, did you say yours?
Mine would be, the biggest thing I've realized, I'm not fucking cut out to be a homeschool parent. Not my thing.
Yeah.
I'm trying very hard, but it's not, no.
A lot of Americans are going to find out that teachers are completely underpaid.
I agree.
Oh, for sure. I'm already like, hey, put whatever the fuck you want on next year's school supply list. You want like 6,000 pencils? Fine, I'm down.
You want a bag of weed?
Yeah, you want a bag of weed? You want a yes. fucking fifth of whiskey? Absolutely. Let me hook you up. Yeah. Just take my kids.
It's insane. Yeah.
Especially because as of this year, both of our kids are going to school.
Mm-hmm. I guess if it made me realize anything, just the importance of communication.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be painfully honest or just reaching out.
You know what's crazy is we're going through this now in this where we have all this technology and ability to keep in touch with each other. I see people doing parties with each other. This won't probably make the podcast because it'll already have happened, but I'm throwing a DJ party tomorrow online.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I saw that.
I'm going to be there for it. I plan on it.
But people back in the Spanish flu days, how did they deal with this? They couldn't, like, they had to cut all communication off, period.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Well, even like today, Garrett had a Zoom class meeting with all of his classmates and his fourth grade teacher. All like 30 of them got on Zoom and talked to each other.
You couldn't do that in 1918. Mm-hmm. That just didn't exist. It's crazy how we all feel all cooped up and crazy and we're stir crazy and we can't communicate. Here we're doing a fucking podcast. I'm in my basement. Ryan's in his basement. You guys are in your kitchen. We're doing a podcast. And a few days from now, people are going to listen to it.
Yep.
I don't know about you guys either, but ever since this happened, I've seen more people than ever outside at their houses, just sitting in their driveway in lawn chairs and reading books and going for a walk, going for a bike ride.
Yeah, it's good for you.
I saw something kind of cute to me the other day. I was driving by a parking lot and I saw a kid sitting on the edge of their bumpers, like seniors at a high school, but they were like well far away from each other and just talking. I kind of like that. I don't know why, because I feel bad for seniors, except for the nerds, like the stay-at-home, just want to play video game nerds. They're just in heaven right now.
I didn't want to go to the prom anyways. But what do you mean there's a virus? What are you talking about? I don't have any virus.
Coincidentally, Resident Evil 3 just came out.
All right, that's been your mail sack.
Yes, it is. And now we're going to go out of loop, I guess, because I started the mail sack early and go straight to the verdict end. One corner. Bunch of Patriots.
Woohoo! I'm Tom Brady.
And in the other corner, four podcasters you know and love and trust and maybe more, maybe less. I don't know. Maybe in the middle. Maybe not at all. Maybe you're just a hate listener. But anyways.
That'd be weird. Just
keep on rolling and say, hey, do we really think that they're capable of making camps to keep us all in? Are FEMA camps real?
I'll go first.
Go.
It's absolutely capable. They have the resources and they have the ability to do it. I think that they might have these set up for the potential of something, but I don't think it's necessarily FEMA camps. Like they plan on taking all the Americans and putting them in 10 different locations. And I don't think it's anything nefarious, but they have these areas set up for something. It could be training. God forbid. Right. Yeah. But yeah. Nah, that's it.
April?
I would say I think they probably have stuff at the ready in case of like natural disaster, something like that. But I don't think they would ever, I don't think they could get enough people together to like capture all of us. Like it doesn't make sense. It's not logical. And, you know, all the places that they've said are like could possibly be FEMA camps, it doesn't make any sense. So yeah, it's a no. I don't think FEMA camps are a thing.
Lawrence.
Well, something we found out during this whole coronavirus thing is that constitutionally, the president can't even order a complete quarantine or lockdown for all the states. Mm-hmm. We've literally found that out. Like, the president cannot order a shutdown of states. So how would the president order a FEMA camp kind of distribution of jail of imprisoning of sections? It just doesn't add up. Working for the government, they barely can even do scheduling right. So let alone, you know, coordinating some sort of FEMA takeover of the American public just doesn't even make sense to me.
And I guess I'll round that out with saying that, yeah, I don't think this is in any way possible because it doesn't make sense. It's the economy is the main focus ever since this disease became apparent. Obviously, for politicians,
it's been the main focus since the 1800s.
Mm-hmm. And now that it's in the shitter and continues to decline, everybody's in such a rapid motion to get things to go back to normal. I think FEMA camps would destroy this population, and I don't think any law-abiding citizen is going to go with it. But I don't think the government is capable of that unless they decided to do something crazy like partner with gray aliens and fucking use weird laser beam hypnosis.
There are so many checks and balances, and oh my god, stop. There's so many checks and balances in our government that these things cannot happen. I'm sorry, they just can't.
I guess if you're really worried about the government coming to take your rights away, consider the fact that the government has never really run correctly to begin with.
There's too much paperwork.
On purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a reason that things are the way they are. I think the system only functions on some sort of weird chaos and has nothing to do with any sort of ability for the government to take people and put them into internment camps.
Even presidents can barely get to, like, you think about all the things presidents promise, what they're going to do on their first term. They might get one. If they get two done, it's a fucking miracle. Mm-hmm. And if they get a third done in a second term, it's like, whoa. Like, it's such it's like steering a ship. There's such a small degree that they can really turn the ship in their time. And that's in 4 to 8 years.
Right.
To let alone imprison an entire country, by the way, the military would have to agree to do, which you worked for the military. Would you do it?
No, no way.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not going to happen. Sorry. You're more likely of finding a cat-sized giraffe than you are.
What would you name your giraffe?
I'd have to
don't
go.
Don't say Jeffrey. Come on.
I mean,
how about Gerard?
Cletus.
I love it, Cletus.
No, I would take the Raff out of giraffe and call him Rad Raff.
Rad Raff?
Yeah.
I like it. I like it. That's pretty catchy. Josh, if you had what would you name your hippo?
Bubba. Luna? I don't know.
Luna. So you'd have two Lunas?
Well, that was Final Fantasy VI, Part 2.
Actually, I'd just name it after the main character of Final Fantasy VIII.
We joke, but we love.
A hippo size, a cat size, not a hippo size right. cat. That'd be horrible.
No, that'd be gross.
That'd be the hairballs.
I mean, come on.
Cat size hippo, I would name it Bill.
Not bad.
Interesting.
Fair enough.
Yes.
Bill the hippo got his leg stuck in a drain.
All right. Is that the verdict?
Yeah, no. I mean, it's not real. Bye.
Okay.
Anyway, that is all for the FEMA Camps March fan vote. Thank you for your questions. Join the Facebook group.
Thank you.
Join the YouTube channel. I hear a certain lacking host might be adding a few more clips from this season.
Good. I like to hear that.
That'll be coming soon.
You can always add to it.
Jump on that bandwagon. Jump on the Facebook train. Jump on the Twitter at Conspiracy T Show.
Whoa! Let's hear that again. Oh, there we go.
Don't mind me. Just spreading the Rona.
Spreading the
also,
COVID-19.
Oh, I wanted to say, our patron's going great. We may occasionally during this downtime for an even more incentive to join the Patreon might be releasing a bonus show.
I think next week we should do that.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah. I have nothing but time and my dick in my hand.
Hey, the newest 80s comes out or did come out, latest 80s.
Yeah.
Just came out. So
first Tuesday of every month.
Correct. So it came out. It comes out tomorrow, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah. So download that and listen to it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't actually. You know what would be cool is maybe Josh could do it. He seems to have time at his hands. A latest 90s.
Oh.
No, maybe. Josh is looking at me like, don't fucking make me do any more work.
Anyway. I have Resident Evil 3 and Final Fantasy 7 to
yeah,
play.
Yeah, he's got games to play. Yeah, you're right.
No, just give it to Larry. More work for Larry. It's okay.
Give it to Ryan. He's the one who doesn't do shit.
Wow.
Oh. Whoa.
Wow. Who just showed up in the talk here?
I know. There's two cameras.
There's two Aprils now.
Oh, this is a conspiracy live on TV.
It's April 1.2 and April 1.3.
My
now there's two Aprils.
No, a Google Hangout crashed.
Two Aprils in a pizza place.
Birthday threesome for Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the other April's kind of got like a stutter or maybe like something like a stroke happened on half her face.
Mm-hmm. Nine April.
Surprise, my clone actually has a dick.
Oh so my god.
I'm gonna peg you.
Josh is the kind of the guy about pegging, so it's cool. I mean, you know, whatever.
I'm begging for a pegging.
Oh boy. Anyway, wow. Well that's been
this is
episode.
A show, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Conspiracy therapy.
Oh boy.
We had a fun time with our animals and our camps. We got to go camping. You should go camping too. But make a distance. Okay?
Six feet, you fox.
No slow dancing with any weird hicks you find in the woods.
I'm dancing with the dog man.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Just dancing with myself.
Dancing with myself.
You know what? You know what's going to happen to this episode is going to end up with that.
All right, we got to go.
My battery just said, fuck you, I'm out.
Yeah. So. I get it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, do we have anything else we want to throw out there before we end this bad bear?
I like smoking beer and drinking cigarettes.
Old school.
I love that one. Classic. I made a song out of it. So
fucking and poop it. Derringer. That's like the hottest fucking thing you've ever said.
You want to give up part of your pussy? Sometimes they do.
That is a question.
Fuck shit, tits, true. Pussy.
Indeed. All right. Well,
thanks, Brian. Fingle fondle the boobs.
I love pussy.
Gee. I love meth. Meth loves me.
Long interrupted coiler. So I'm just imagining a big dick.
I love tits. I love pussy.
You want to give up part of your pussy? Fucking and pooping.
Flip it.
Let's talk about this damn owl.
I got to think about my life right now, I think. So I guess we'll see you
next. You're the host, so that's what happens.
I know. We'll see you next week in another episode of the Conspiracy Therapy Podcast. Have a great one, guys. On the phone of Tokyo, or down in line down the goal, with a record selection, with a mirror reflection, I'm dancing with myself, when there's no one else inside. Well, I waited till I found my love vibration, and then
presentation of Beer City Media.